Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny, a little bit warmer, high of maybe 74 degrees. In Kenosha, it's clear skies and 49 at this hour, 45 in Burlington, 56 in Milwaukee and Racine, clear skies with 51 degrees. A man was taken into custody last night, found in a vehicle after an armed robbery of the Phillips 66 gas station on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. A search led to a makeshift car lot off Durand and Willow Road, and the man found inside one of those vehicles. The robbery had occurred about 9 p.m. The suspect, wearing a mask and demanding money with a knife, man then fled on foot. Sturtevant police joined by Mount Pleasant officers in creating a perimeter that led to the search and then the suspect. Racine County's new clerk of circuit courts is veteran office employee Sam Christensen, who was chosen by the county's judges to fill out the rest of the late Rose Lee's term in office. 64-year-old Lee died last month after suffering a bleeding aneurysm. Christensen has been the administrative deputy clerk and was running the office after Lee's passing. In a news release, Christensen says, "I am honored to be appointed to serve Racine County as the next clerk of circuit court, and I look forward to serving the needs of the judiciary and the residents of the county, that it will serve the court and the public well." A study is going to be conducted in Kenosha County to determine what needs to be done to help increase the availability of mental health services. County Board holding a committee of the whole discussion last night on the lack of mental health services, a concern that was highlighted by a projected deficit in the county's budget for those services. There are no hospital beds in Kenosha County for those who need emergency inpatient mental health treatment. Racine St. Luke's Hospital has reduced the number of available beds, and there's a severe shortage of psychiatrists, causing an increase in the number of people placed in more expensive state facilities. Jack Rose with the National Alliance on Mental Illness says this is a nationwide problem.
We know it's a crisis in the state. We're not ranking real high. We don't take care of the people with mental illness in Wisconsin. So I think, with all that being said, I think we need to look at our community, look at our county, and what can we do?
Jim Trucan, the county's mental health and protective services manager, said that while the study is being done, supervisors could get the conversation rolling with local health care providers. Let's hope that study on mental health services issues can be completed in a few months. A Republican state senator from Milwaukee County says that Wisconsin's Unfair Sales Act, which prevents stores from selling items for less than their cost, it needs to change. Wauwatosa Senator Leah Vukmir accused says the accusations against Meijer and that they're breaking the minimum markup law at its new stores, including Kenosha and Metro Milwaukee, it proves the statute is outdated. She plans to introduce a bill that would repeal the decades-old law. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Grocers Association claims it would cause retailers to go out of business and lead to severe disruption in the market. The Racine City Plan Commission has again voted to receive and file a conditional use permit request for a CVS pharmacy at the southeast corner of Ohio Street and Washington Avenue, which is the same decision 2 weeks ago, but which the Common Council sent back, even though the alderman had previously denied rezoning for the project. Alderman Jim Kaplan urging reconsideration, pointing out that CVS moving from West Racine could actually benefit two areas of the city in terms of development.
I know there are some extraneous things that are attached to this as far as involving residential houses and stuff, but I just can't see the addition of approximately 80,000 minus the difference of what the real estate taxes are paid over on West Boulevard, and the fact that if both buildings on West Boulevard are empty, that we can possibly get some brownfield in to take care of the old Piggly Wiggly.
Commissioner Tony Varan said there's really nothing they can do on the permit request without the rezoning.
This did come to the city council, and they rejected the rezoning. So that was part of, we did send it on to them, and it was rejected, and there's really nothing we can do. We can't move at all on this conditional use because it's not zoned for this use.
Council will again consider the receive and file vote of the Plan Commission at its next meeting, during which Alderman Henry Perez has a communication going in about reconsideration of the council's previous vote to deny the CVS rezoning. Both the Racine Fire Bells and Salem Fire Rescue personnel requested early this morning for a structure fire in Walworth County. The request coming from the fire chief in Genoa City. Details about the fire itself remain unavailable at this point. A pharmacy technician at the Walgreens on Washington Avenue on the west side of Racine who had some legal issues involving her child this past spring, now standing accused of stealing OxyContin from the store. 27-year-old Angela Eisenbart, facing two counts each of possessing a narcotic drug, misdemeanor theft, and bail jumping. Court documents indicate pharmacy officials started noticing a shortage in the OxyContin inventory back in December and began to monitor store surveillance video. She was allegedly seen cupping some of the drugs in her hand while filling prescriptions on two occasions. When confronted, she walked out before police arrived. Eisenbart returns to court next month for a preliminary hearing. Back in April, she pled no contest to a pair of charges of not sending her child to school, 26 additional counts dismissed. She was fined and ordered to serve some time in jail. A Racine woman facing seven counts of failing to send her child to school after the youngster missed nearly 40 days of school last year. 43-year-old Elizabeth Gomez charged this week. It's a misdemeanor, and if convicted, she could get more than 5 years in prison or up to $70,000 worth of fines. Wisconsin's high ACT score is probably going to be difficult to repeat in the future. Andrew Beckett talks about that.
Wisconsin once again this year had one of the highest composite scores in the nation among states, where the majority of students take the ACT, tying Iowa for second. That number will likely dip next year, though, says Department of Public Instruction spokesman John Johnson.
Next year when we get this report, it will look different because we're going to have almost 100% of our public school graduates taking this assessment, as opposed to 73% from this year's data.
Going forward, the ACT is being used as part of the statewide assessment process. Other states that require all students to take the ACT see an average composite score of around 20 out of 36. Wisconsin's was at 22.2 this year. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Five local municipalities still having the highest unemployment rates in the entire state, according to monthly numbers out from the Department of Workforce Development. Racine's jobless figure stays the highest at 8.3% for July, a 0.7% increase from June. Milwaukee's rate second at 7.2%, down 0.2, while Pleasant's figure was fourth at 5.9%, up 0.2. Kenosha, number five, with a rate of 5.6%, which was down 0.4. Caledonia's July unemployment rate was number seven in the state at 5.4%, which was also down 0.2. State Legislative Fiscal Bureau says almost $14.54 billion in taxes got collected during the fiscal year that ended June 30th. That's about $71 million more than expected. Earlier estimates for 2014-15 collections were $14.47 billion. The LFB report shows much of the increase was due to a bump in corporate income and franchise tax collections. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. You can go there to listen to our podcast. It's in the local news section. At WRJN News is where you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.